I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. And those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me and is thrown away like a branch and withers, such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. And if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Jesus abides with his church. We just heard it there in verse 5. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them. He just declared that he abides with his church. Are you aware that Jesus takes his calling very responsibly? He takes it very seriously. He is Lord of all and head of the church. And Jesus is here every Sunday. He cares about you and me. It is his cross that we put here to remind us of his love for us, his undying love. This is a communion table that has been set not only today but through the centuries in order to communicate not only his love for us but the reality that he is present here and now, and he wishes to live in fellowship with you and me. This is not just a religious ritual. It is a ritual of sorts, but it has meaning and purpose, and Jesus cares to have fellowship with you and me. He said he did. He said he cares. And so faithful Christian churches down through the centuries have set a table in their midst, and they've been devoted to word and sacrament so that people could experience the love and the good news, the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Sometimes you and I would forget that. We would forget that what we're about here is about Jesus. Ask Ina, she would tell you the praise band is all about Jesus. What we do in worship is all about Jesus. This worship service, from beginning to end, it's all about Jesus. And you and I would forget that. We would forget that on a regular basis, he is inviting you and me to take seriously one day in seven to set it aside, to come and worship him. You and I would forget that if we can't do that, that he invites us to take a nap, to sit down and be still, to bring ourselves into God's presence and pray. Be still and know that God cares. Sometimes we don't think God is anywhere. We forget that Jesus abides with the church. We forget that Jesus is in this place and receives our praise. Jesus is in this place and hears our confession of sin. Hears our cries for help. Jesus is in this place and is anxious to assure us that he forgives our sin and pardons us of wrongdoing. Jesus is in this place so that we might hear a word of his good news. Jesus comes and seeks to share with you and me how we may love God and love our neighbor. Jesus is praying for the world, and he invites us in this service to pray with him, not only for our family and friends in need, but also for the president, also for those suffering in this world, also for the church, to pray for needs around the world, around us, around in this community. Jesus is here to build our faith. And He reminds us of Christians that have come before us. This morning, we'll find a creed from the second century of the Christian church that we call the Apostles' Creed. And we will not only hear what they believed, but we will use these phrases to say what we believe about God and how God works in the world. Jesus invites you and me to give a small portion of our earnings, just a tenth, just a small portion, so that His ministry may continue. You know, this is not our idea. We're not the JCs or the Kiwanis Club or the Rotary Club. Those are good groups and they do good works in the community. But we're not like that. This is Jesus' ministry. This is Christ's ministry, Meadow Lake Presbyterian Church. This is God's idea. Jesus is teaching you and me that every one of us here have spiritual gifts. In fact, we put some questionnaires out there on the table in the atrium so that if you haven't gotten a questionnaire, you may find one and fill it out and begin to wonder with family and friends what your spiritual gifts are. It's vital that we know. Some of us are arms and legs, some of us are eyes, some of us are ears, and together we form the body of Christ. And Jesus empowers our gifts to send us out into the world. Sometimes we get caught up and forget that Jesus abides with us. Because we're in such a hurry. We're in a hurry to get up in the morning. Sometimes we get up and we're anxious and worried about something long range or something momentary. But we're in a hurry to get dressed and a hurry to get to school or to work. We're in a hurry to please the principal or the supervisor or the teacher. We're in a hurry. We're in a hurry to get our work done. We're in a hurry to go to lunch because we only have so much time for lunch, so we hurry through lunch. We go back to our work. We're in a hurry to get to our car, get to our transportation. We hurry home. We hurry to the grocery store. Only so much time at the grocery store because we have to hurry back home and hurry to prepare the meal for ourselves or for our family. Got to hurry through dinner so that we can go see our TV programs. And we hurry through our TV programs, or we may linger a little too long, and we stay up too late. And so we hurry through our night's sleep, and we get up in the morning and do it all over again. Do you ever wonder where the abundant life is? Do you ever wonder, am I getting what I'm supposed to be getting here? Is this the abundant life in Jesus Christ? Well, if we're connected to Jesus, if we're connected to the vine, then there's a chance that God's grace is dawning in our lives. But sometimes we're in such a hurry. And Jesus is saying, linger with me. Remain with me. Stay with me. Endure with me in this crisis you're going through. Abide with me. Dwell with me. He says in John's Gospel, make your home in my word so that you will be my disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So Jesus is saying, don't hurry through the Lord's Prayer. Don't hurry through the Creed. Don't hurry through the worship. He's saying, I'm here. I want you to abide with me because I'm abiding with you. You see, Jesus is present in this moment and He is inviting us to linger with Him. That's what this little branch was all about that Georgia brought. Because cut off from the bush, cut off from the vine, we're nothing. I don't know what you think you're doing when you come into this place of worship. But Jesus is here. He seeks to abide with you and me. You ever been into a vineyard before? Georgia and I have not yet been to Northern California to do what some of you have done, to visit vineyards, to stand on a veranda somewhere, maybe with a glass of wine, and to get a taste of grapes. that have matured and look out over golden rolling fields. We have not done that. We're planning on doing that one of these days. In my childhood growing up, my family had a grape arbor, a Scuppernong grape arbor in our backyard. My grandfather had it planted. He loved Scuppernong grapes. And so my friends and I sometimes would play under this amazing lattice that held up this grape arbor. And we would love seeing this gray mass of limbs suddenly in the spring become tiny little green leaves. And they would come out, and suddenly there was shade where it was open at one time. And we would play under that lattice arbor. And then as late summer would grow, we'd begin to see those little grapes come out in inner September and colder weather. And we would see the fruit on the vine. And then at the right moment, we could smell ripening grapes, and we'd reach up and grab some of those grapes. Have you ever done that with Scuppernong grapes? You pull them down, they're sort of greenish brown. And I would knock off the dirt or the dust or whatever was on there, and I'd pop one in my mouth. And it was just a burst of sweetness. But then there's the hull. You got to negotiate the hull, and then there are the seeds. And if you're standing out there like I was often under that grape arbor, you spit them out on the ground. I would look up and see those gray branches. Never noticed them much until I started reading John 15. They were connected to this large vine in the middle of the arbor. It was rather substantial. And the branches were just there. They just seemed to bear leaves and then fruit. Didn't seem like they were doing much. But if you read John 15, they're critical. This morning, Jesus is saying to you and me, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, you may come into this place, and your mind may be somewhere else. It may be at the factory, or in your consulting group, or somewhere else. You may have so many things to do on Sunday afternoon that this is just... one of the things you're checking off. We're doing this for the family. We're doing this. We believe in Metal Lake Church and we do this. Or this is a time that we experience with Jesus. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. He is present to abide with you and me. Because he said, I'm the vine and you are the branches. And those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, do you want to abide in Jesus and bear fruit? Or do you want to do something else?